Blog Talk Radio.
Coming into you live for another episode of S&M Radio. As always, I got my partner in crime, Max Rice.
Hello.
It is a quiet Wednesday evening. So, we're going to talk about when should you disclose your personal information? Oh, you're talking about my date of birth and my social security number and my address and stuff like that? I mean,
yeah, that gets into relationships, but also, you know, when should you tell somebody that, you know, you got an STI or, you know, that you're really a dude, but now you're a female?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You should check my out on that one.
I'm going to shave off that.
So we're going to talk about, this is our dating show, love and relationship show for the week. So we're going to talk about when should you disclose, what should you disclose, when is it too soon to disclose. I think it's more than just whether or not you were a man or a woman before, but when is it too soon? How often, when should I tell you that I'm really bisexual?
I guess that's in the beginning. I guess that's maybe the second or the third date. Yeah.
The second or third?
Yeah.
Because how long I've been talking to you?
Almost 10 years. Back when I asked you to be on a radio show all the way up to now, or
that was not no 10 years.
I said almost 10 years.
That was,
it was
not
about
no,
eight.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was 2012.
That has been more than 6 years.
No, that's
yeah.
Not been.
No.
Yes.
Okay, it's been 6 years, but that should have been discussed. You know.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about us.
I'm not per
se.
I'm just saying.
What's
have been
in your mouth? What are you chewing on? What are you eating?
Gummy bears. The sound. It got me hooked, so I had to go back and get some more.
Oh, my God. Like,
I'm
what's
sorry. It's done.
I'm just saying. I think you can tell too much information too fast. You can tell too much stuff about yourself too fast. And that can kind of, I think it's important to tell the most important thing. But if I just went on, if I just went out with you on a date twice, 2 days,
well,
and I got to tell you, I don't know if I even want to be with you or even if I want to have sex with you yet. I mean, I may want to, but I may be trying to hold
the time span then.
I think it's longer than 2 days.
It's 2 days, that's probably like 2 to 3 weeks.
Maybe, maybe not. It just depends.
Because the first date, it was like, okay, you're going to wait at least another week to say, hey, let's go out again. Okay. You know, so that's the second week. The third week, you know, you're not going to go out and say, okay, you go out on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then you go on a Monday. No, chances are it's going to be a Saturday. Next week is going to be another Saturday or Friday.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, because you got to understand that the way dates are set up, you know, nowadays people date during the week because of time restraint, you know, and also
happy hour.
I mean, you know, it's sometimes it's a little, date nights are not always Saturday on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, like people think they are. I think because now with people being so busy and having so much to do, dates are kind of sporadic. You know, the time of them is not
that
good.
That means it might be a week before the next date.
It could be, but how long have I been talking to you?
It's been some years, but
not you.
Oh, but I'm saying
not me and you.
I'm
this isn't
saying,
about me and
right,
you.
Right, it's about a fiction.
Generally.
Yeah.
You know,
but if it's
a month, if I've been talking to you,
that's too long.
If I've been talking to get to know you for a month, then in that month time, I can see me dropping some information. But if I've just been talking to you, I met you last week, and I gave you my number at the club, and now you finally text me because you don't talk. You finally text me or DM me and ask me on a date. And I said yes. So now on this, not the first date, it was nice. Maybe I sucked your dick and you licked my clit. Maybe some of that happened. I don't know. It just depends. But now on the second date, I'm supposed to tell you my life history?
Well, you might as well. You done did
to do. I mean, I'm just generalizing. Some people don't have sex on the first day.
To me, it's kind of like you don't disclose something that the person may
okay.
not want to be or not into.
Okay, now wait. Hold on. Let's stop. Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
What are we disclosing? What are some things? Maybe that's the question. What are some things that you feel men and women should disclose?
Well, first off, whether you were born a man or a woman, that's number one, because that may not be what you're into. You can't be dating somebody for a month and say, oh, yeah, you feeling each other within that month time, but now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I used to be a man. And it's like, wait, hold on. I done wasted a whole month with you, and I could have went out here and got with Pam over here. And Pam was actually a female, which I liked. I don't like what you got. I want a female.
Okay, so this is about the... Okay, so this isn't just about disclosing information, dropping bombs about whether or not I have kids, how many kids I got, how many... This is about whether or not I was once a man.
But kids,
my name used to be Tyrone.
Yeah, but
kids, now I'm
somebody
Tyrone.
May say, okay, this one over here,
yeah,
she got five kids.
Okay.
This man may look at her and be like, okay, you told me you had no kids. But now come to find out you got five kids and we've been together for a month. It's kind of like, well, damn, you know, I don't waste my time with you. I didn't want no problems with dealing with your baby daddy and your kid issues.
Okay, now that I can work with. I think with that, especially when it comes to your status, and when I'm saying status, I mean whether or not you are single, because there are people that are married and dating, but whether you are completely single, divorced, working on your divorce, those types of things, married and cheating, those things you need to disclose immediately in the first meeting, I feel, that I need you to tell me whether or not you're single, if you're completely single, or if you're single but dating.
No, because single, dating doesn't mean nothing. Dating just means you're getting to know that person, see, if you want to spend more time with them.
No, you're single, but you're dating is something. That means you are not committed yourself to one person. You're dating two or three individuals in rotation. That's single and dating. That's a thing within itself. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, especially when you get into the so-called dating thing. A lot of women thinking just because you're dating, you're in a relationship. So if you tell a woman I'm single and dating, she can be like, well, you already got somebody. No.
Well, not all women are going to think
well,
that.
Well, most of them do. That's why there's a lot of women out there that'll say, well, we're dating. Okay, we're dating. Then it's kind of like, okay, well, we're only going to be, we're dating each other. We're not into nothing serious, which means, you know, we're not going to be talking about kids and marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah, but dating is just, okay, we're just, I'm going to get to see if I get to know you, see if we hang out and...
Isn't that what dating is?
Yeah, but most women don't take dating as just getting to know each other. Most women take it, especially if it's a month down the line, oh, we in a relationship now.
Oh, God.
But they ain't going to say nothing. But, you know, just because he calls you up every single day and says, you know, good morning and good night, and he talks to you about how
so
the day is going.
He's dating, but he's single.
Yeah.
He's dating,
but
he's
now you,
single.
Like, but you could say I'm single, but we tell somebody I'm dating, they're going to be like, well, you know, who are you dating? How long you been dating then? I thought we was together. Or you might not, or since you date somebody else, you're not interested in me because you're going to be dating this other person too. Or you're a cheater. I'm telling you, people's minds are fickle when it comes to this dating thing. Yours is different from mine. So if you were to tell somebody that you're dating, they might be like, well, she with somebody, so why do I want to talk to her? I should continue this.
Now, if that's okay, I guess it's syntax. I guess it's because to me, unless we've had a conversation about us being together, or we've moved into the direction of saying we're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
we're still single. And you could say we're still single. We're not married.
No, we're in a relationship. That's different.
We're not married.
Which means we're not married. No, we're in a relationship. Dating and relationship are two different. Dating means, you know, hey, you know, I need a couple of dollars to get back home. Okay, here's $100. Okay.
That's dating?
No, that's in a relationship.
That's a relationship.
Right. Dating,
okay.
You say, hey, I need to get back home. Or my car broke down. I need, you know, $100. Sorry, I don't have it.
I mean, I don't think that's true. I mean, that's your opinion. I don't think all men are that way or see things that way. I think some men, depending on the situation, you know, they may help. Then again, they may not. I guess it just depends on the person. But, okay, so we've gotten to that part. So now you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
So how long we need to tell that? Straight off?
Straight off.
Everything you need to say, like, in the first meeting of someone, in that first conversation.
I would say give it at least 3 weeks to a month.
That's not what you're saying.
But if you got kids, all right, kids, you tell that straight up how many kids you got.
I agree.
Okay.
If
you know, you unemployed, you tell that straight up. if you crazy, you tell that straight up.
You ain't got to tell that.
Yes, you do.
You can see that.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Not all the time. You might be like, oh, they might be right for a good... No, 3 weeks to a month, and they have to be switched around. You know how medications go. Say, hey, I got some mental issues. I don't know if you want to deal with that or not. Then you got to let that person decide, because you don't want to be like 3-4 months down the road, and then next thing you know, you just snap and wonder why you in the hospital. But what happened? And they said, but who are you?
What?
I'm Tony. Tony who? I don't know no Tony. You really
what is that happening?
It happened. One of my friends. We went to school together. Everybody used to call her the alien. Because she was kind of ditzo. But now when she got to freshman year in high school, I seen her. And next thing you know, I didn't see her no more.
Okay.
And maybe about 3 weeks later, my mother told me, oh, yeah. Anybody tell you what happened? I was like, no. Oh, she went to the hospital. She had a nervous breakdown.
Allegedly.
But kind of find out, you know, she had personality disorder.
Oh, wow.
And she won't call herself Shantae. It was Chantel.
Oh, wow. Why you had to put her name out there?
Ain't even know. I got a couple of people like that named Chantel, so. And she probably ain't listening. She ain't on my page, so. It's all good. I ain't got nobody from my high school, from my junior high, or from my elementary school.
Lucky you, I do. My page is full of them.
So, you know, she was. And my mother was like, don't tell nobody, because, you know, she don't want nobody to know.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell nobody. So I was like, oh, okay. So probably after we graduated, I seen her. On the medication, I made her blow up.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
And so she went to my cousin's church. And my mother was like, hey, you know, Shantae's going to your cousin's church. You should come by to say hi, because she asked about you, because she liked me. I'm like, oh, hell. So I went there and said hi to her. You know, she was in her right mind.
Go ahead.
She was in her right mind at the time, but she told me, you know, like, I bet you heard what happened to me. I'm like, yeah, I heard. You already knew I was crazy. You called me alien in school. I'm like, I didn't know you was that crazy, but, you know.
I mean, but kids, yes, first meeting, I can agree.
Uh-huh.
Dating, I can get you back on topic because you done went way over there. That, you got sugar rush.
No, I'm telling you. This is what most people, this is what most men would be thinking. But like, wait a minute now.
Okay. I can give you that because I don't know what men think. I only have my female brain to think.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I can do. I can see saying whether or not, hold on. Hi, Kim. You want to join in?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Trying to make sure that was you because I had technical difficulties with numbers the other day. I didn't know who the number was. I was like, I don't know who that is. Just like my home phone. I don't know who that is. Like, why you didn't put me on air? I was on air. I'm like, oh, you should have sent me a message, bruh. You should have told me up front. Like, you should have said, hey, I'm on air. I didn't recognize your number. I felt like that's what it was. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So, but we just trying to get into this conversation because I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time. Because I think that you don't, I think there are certain information you tell, but if you just, if I've been talking to a person, mm-hmm. as I hate to reiterate that again, but if I've been talking to you, because there are some times where you talk to a person before you go out with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before you have an opportunity to go actually on a date with them. And in those conversations, in those times, I can see me laying a foundation. But if I just met you off the rip and we're having a phone conversation to set up a time to go for drinks, I'm not going to tell you my everything because I don't even know if this is really what, if you are someone that I may want to talk to again. And here I have let you read my manuscript and finger all my pages, and you ain't the really one to be on my epilogue and for me to have a dedication to in my book.
Yeah, but there's a time span you have to tell that person because, you know, it's kind of like, I'm going to put it to, and every woman can relate to.
Okay.
Just imagine. You
break it down to me like I'm a fifth grader. All
right. You with a man. You've been with this man for 3 months. Y'all in a relationship.
Okay.
But now he cheats on you. But now if he would have came out in the beginning, let's just say a month after y'all started dating and said, well, you know what? I'm a cheater. I ain't going to lie to you. Now, would you have to cheat to date him? Exactly. You know you wouldn't have told you wouldn't
if
have dated
he
him.
Says he if he hadn't told me straight off the rip that he was a cheater, would I have dated him? No.
Exactly. So now that you don't spend all 3-4 months with this man, you know, occupying all your time because you're thinking, oh, this might go. I'm liking him. This is a good thing. He's doing all the right thing, but he's cheating on you.
3-4 months, I can understand. Yes. If we have been talking and dating continuously for 3-4 months and we call ourselves in a relationship now, now the veil needs to come off. I don't have a problem with that.
But he doesn't tell you that he cheat. He just go off and cheat. But now if you already knew from
if
day
I knew
one,
that he was a cheater from day one, no, I would not have dealt with him. So
it's the same thing.
I can understand your preferences. Like if you don't want to date a woman or a man that has children, you tell them. Okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. If you want to tell somebody, you say, "Oh, I'm kind of crazy." You want to say that though? Yeah. You can go on and say, hey, I'm kind of crazy if that's what you want to do. But telling some of them other things, now, let's get to the meat. The meat of it is you want to tell somebody you have an issue with the situation of people, of men and women that are transgender.
No, it's the fact that I'm putting all my time and effort, or people
that's
putting
what
all
their I'm
time
saying.
And effort into it, and to find out you're getting duped at the end.
But that's dating, though.
No, it's not. I mean, it's dating.
That's dating, though.
Some stuff should be up front.
That's the life of dating, though. Until you find somebody that is willing to unpack your baggage with you.
And that's
the thing. But you have to. To tell something like that I'm transgender, I think that's something that you kind of have to work your way up to.
No, because that may not be what that person is into.
Okay.
So if that's not what that person is into, then you got to.
Well, what do you mean that's what they're not into?
They may want not a. They may want.
They want a real
they
woman.
They want a real woman.
What's a real woman?
Somebody who doesn't have to take pills to transform into a woman, to change their structure of what they was born with. So they taking hormones. This one over here, she was born with hormones.
So you want a cis woman and not an assist man, CIS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
A real woman and a real man.
Yeah, I want that real woman that
got her fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
And a bread bag.
Exactly.
And over.
Uh-huh.
Though they may not work.
Exactly.
Though she may not get more.
Exactly.
But
at least I know that's a real
vagina.
Pussy and not a man-made pussy. That's the thing. A man-made pussy is different from a female pussy because
okay,
it's not.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact of women. Then that goes into. Like, when you say real woman, real man, okay. And when you say real woman, my thing is there are a lot of, quote-unquote, real women that are walking around here and they ain't shit on them real.
Yeah, but their genetic,
genetic
makeup of what they was born with is a woman. It's
that
saying that they're women. If I drew blood out of you compared to a transgender, something's going to be wrong with that transgender blood compared to your blood. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have the woman's chromosome.
Well, I hate to tell you, I'm transgender.
Uh-huh.
And this is a man-made pussy.
Uh-huh.
I had to put the dials up there and everything to stretch it out.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, then I'm leaving. Shoot, I'm out here today. I'm leaving on a midnight train back to Connecticut.
I think we get caught up on those terms of, I mean, everybody has a preference, and there's nothing wrong with having a preference, and you're more than right to have it. But when you get, I think when the terms real versus fake, and you know, there takes a lot of things to make quote unquote a woman, other than the fact of her genetic makeup. I mean, because...
If you're talking about how a woman, a real woman acts, that's different from...
just talking about how a real woman acts. I'm also talking about how you carry yourself and those things. Because...
But first, before that happens, you got to be a real woman.
Well, they are real.
No, they're not. They're man-made. That's like, that's the difference between, if we go back to Connecticut, you're going to see a lot of beaches. The beaches here are probably man-made. So there, if you come and sit on the beach in Connecticut.
Not all of them.
Well, not all of them, but majority are. But all the beaches in Connecticut, except one, are natural. They're not man-made.
Mm-hmm.
We got a man-made lake. Now, if we go out towards Foxwoods, those are real lakes out there. They were the man-made lake. You can see the difference between a man-made lake and the
Lake Lanier is a man-made lake.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a town under there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. But even though it's a man-made lake, you can't take away from the fact that it's still a lake.
But it wasn't...
It may not have started out as a lake. It may have started out as a town that had a bridge, and because of construction and improvement, that town was decided, you know, the lake engineers, they decided, okay, we're going to flood it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to flood it, and we're going to make a lake out of this town. We're going to buy out everyone in this town. We're going to make a town. We're going to make a lake. And we're going to name it Lake Lanier.
Mm-hmm.
And when we name it Lake Lanier, you're going to be able to boat on it. You're going to be able to water ski.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to do everything that you want to when you get down there on some of the Lake Hartwell, which is a real lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the inner cusp of Georgia, going over into the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real lake, Hartwell, mm-hmm. Georgia. Doesn't take away from it. The only thing
it
that
do.
Takes away from that, the only reason that you would not know that Lake Lanier was a real lake was from the simple fact that when the pool goes down and the water recedes, the roots come up. And when the roots come up, people then have these stories about people that have gotten lost and the roots from the town got them, and then all of those things come up. But it doesn't mean that it functions.
Yes, it do.
It functions as a Lake Hartwell because it's a lake.
But if when the water goes down, that's when the roots come up.
But that's the only reason that you would know that there was a difference.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
But that's the only way you know.
But it's still not a real lake because when the river goes down, stuff comes up that you don't want to see. And in a real lake, when the river goes down, you just want to see rocks and algae and all the other stuff in the water.
Not all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Not in all lakes.
Yeah.
Not
you don't see all
time.
That stuff. You're
there
not
are roots. There are roots down in lakes.
You know, the only group you're going to see is by the shoreline. You're not going to see them in the dead middle of a lake.
Oh, you're not saying about the dead middle of Lake Lanier. You're saying it out on the sides, and I mean, you know.
But that's the difference. You're not going to, that's the beauty of it. When the tide goes down, when the water goes down, it still looks beautiful. But when the mirror main lake goes down, kind of like, what's that? Is that a roof of a house over there?
No, you're not going to see the roof of a house.
Well, and then you're not going to see the algae that's automatically in the water. All that's going to be man-made.
But it doesn't take away from it.
It does take away from it. Yes, it do.
It's just an opinion. It doesn't take away from the beauty of it. I mean, because you can't say that lake, since we're using that as a synonym, cannot consider or call itself Lake Lanier. It's still Lake Lanier.
It's still beautiful
when the pool is high. And it's where it's supposed to be. It's a beautiful lake.
And I guarantee you.
Okay.
I guarantee you, if you ever went to a real lake and smelt the lake compared to a man-made lake, it's going to smell completely different. But you can't tell me there's no difference
between... And there's a difference between the smell of a lake and a river.
Yeah.
I live next to a river.
Mm-hmm.
So I know.
So that's the thing. So that's what I'm saying. When it comes down to the beauty aspect, when the water is full and on both parts, the man-made and the natural lake, hey, yeah, it's all beautiful. But when the tide goes down, the water gets low, that's when the stink and the stunk and everything else and the unbeautifulness of it.
But that can happen to these quote-unquote real women, because that gets into the conversation of women that wear makeup. Women that wear weave. There are women that wear body enhancing things to give them a booty, and it gives them that snatch waist that everybody's looking for. And so when you let all that go and you take all that shit off and you take off them waist snatchers, they look like busted cans of biscuits.
And you draw some blood out of their arm and you test it. You're like, okay, at least you was a female. I didn't waste my time over here chit-chatting with a man for 3-4 months. Wasting
it's
my
not a man.
It is a man. It's just like you thinking a man-made lake is just as beautiful as a natural lake. It's all in what you're looking for. If that man is looking for
there are some structural features that can let you know that is not a complete female. I don't care how much, like, let's take, for example, that show we were watching with Laverne Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Laverne Cox is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful trans woman. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I give her that. But there are some features that she has that automatically let me know, regardless of whether I knew or not beforehand, that she once was a man.
You know, she's 6 feet tall. She got big hands. She.
No. But her hands, though, is one that gives her away.
But she's tall, kind of like Wendy Williams. I'm sure Wendy Williams probably with a size, 15. You know.
Wendy don't wear no 15 shoes.
No, I'm not talking about 15. I'm talking about in gloves. All right, 15 with them. However,
but her face. Even her face, her facial features are not completely feminine.
But they say the same thing with Spanish-speaking people. That the men look more feminine than the females. And the females look hard than the men do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also say that against, you know, Jamaicans. Because they say Jamaicans, they women look rough as hell. They look rough as hell.
I've never seen a rough looking Jamaican woman.
I've seen a lot of them. We got a lot of them in Connecticut. And they rough.
I've seen some Haitian women.
And they rough too. They rough.
The ones I've seen weren't rough looking. She was a very attractive lady. The ones I've seen were very attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that you know, coming off the rip saying that, I can see someone saying it after the first meeting or the second meeting of talking to someone or just meeting someone. But telling you again, telling you my life history, and I don't even know if I really want to deal. Even if I were to talk to you and try to get to know you for a month, it's just some things that you just are not, you know, privy to. I didn't tell you everything about me.
No, but
and
that
then
wasn't...
there were things that I told you about me, and I was all woman, and I remember very clearly a conversation we had, and you said, and I was like, what? It's just, you know, it's just something, you just talk too much sometimes. You tell too much too quick. I'm like, why? Why do you say that? Well, it's just some things, when you get to know someone, you just shouldn't tell them yet. Try to let them figure that out or get to know you better before you say that.
And we wasn't even talking then. We was like chit-chatting, like normal conversation. Like,
exactly.
That's different.
That's what you... But that's what you think as a man giving advice to a woman. And I said, oh, okay.
Because we wasn't dating. We were just talking.
Exactly.
So you tell me that was kind of like, okay, why she telling me that? It's kind of like,
because I wanted you to know.
But it wasn't like.
But we weren't dating.
Exactly.
We were getting to know each other.
Exactly.
And even in getting to know each other, there are things.
It was kind of like it wasn't.
You don't say.
It wasn't. It was more as to me like we were friends. It's kind of like we was buddies. Like we go out and get something to drink and go out to eat and laugh. And
we
talk.
Were.
Okay, that's what it was to me.
We were.
It was like okay. I could see myself 50 years down the line being with her.
No, because I thought you was ass.
And I still am an ass. Yep. And that's what you love about me.
No. No.
I just tell like it is.
No. Sometimes you're an asshole. There's a difference between being an ass and an asshole. Sometimes you a complete asshole. It's ugly.
And you just look at me and just laugh like, just turn your head like, I ain't going to talk.
Yeah, because I'll be in my mind saying, fuck you. I won't say it to your face, so I just look at you like, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't even, or I'll flip you off because I ain't even entertaining your bullshit. You asshole. There is a difference.
And I crack your lip every time you're like, yes, I got it.
Well, I just turn my back.
I give you the shoulder lean.
That means I got you. Like,
no,
I, you
no.
I got it.
No, I'm just looking. Mm-mm. So, Kim, what you think? I'm tired of talking to you. Because it's still a lake. It's still real.
It's still fake.
What's
that? When you jumping out.
Oh,
when you jumping that lake, I'm bust your head on a roof of a building.
Kim, why can't I put you on me? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
when a bike or swim across that river.
My guest is talking.
Then again, she a co-host.
Same thing.
No, it's
not. Same thing. Go ahead, Kim. Give your opinion. Put some light on this bullshit. Get us out this dark, dank tunnel. We are
so y'all were talking about the differences between a real woman and a quote unquote man made woman, basically.
He is. Yeah. Basically.
I mean, in facial appearances, like facial features, you can tell if it's a man or a woman because, you know, most men do have strong facial features. You can look at their hands. You can look at the structure of their legs. I mean, some women, you can just tell that, hey, that's a man. No matter how much they try to hide it, you can tell that's a man.
Yeah. So, what do you think when it comes to dating about disclosing, you know, information, how soon do you think that you should tell someone something about yourself personally? Absolutely.
I mean, it depends on what it is. Say, for instance, if I have children, I would let the person know, hey, I have two girls and a boy, or I have one boy, I have two girls. I mean, that's something you should let them know right away. Also, I think you should let them know if you have any, if you're sick, if you have any diseases. That's something important as well. Maybe that scared them off. Maybe it won't. But, I mean, if you want to be honest with the person, that's something you should let them know as well. Because there's too much stuff floating around here to be playing with people's lives.
True. Usher.
You need Usher alone. That women were just dumb as hell. All they know they got was they got Usher. The only thing they know, they want them dick. Ain't how you going to stick a leaky dick in your mouth. Something wrong with you. You know that. Something wrong with you.
I must agree. Something is very wrong with you.
Don't encourage him.
Because she's right. Something is wrong with you. You were thinking of that Usher dick instead of that Usher leaky dick.
Oh.
If you were thinking of looking at that Usher leaky dick, you'd be like, wait a minute. Something ain't right here. No, that's okay. I'll pass it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm a fucking
stupid.
This dick, he built a good one in me, boy. Come on. This USAEROM. Tell me what you want to do with me.
I hate you so much. Oh my God, I hate you. I hate you so much right now. It's unbelievable. Oh my God. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
Be offended. Your ass is the rank. Why you didn't tell me that?
Hey.
Didn't disclose.
I'm saying, Chris.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. No, you not. No. Hey, shit about you saying. I'll bet tell with the colors that you wear. Crazy as hell.
Hey, I could be born a female and transitioning to a man.
Whatever. Y'all men just have issues. Y'all take issue with that. I mean, cause what is this woman supposed to do? She's a woman now.
No, she's not.
She's a trans woman.
That's right. She's a trans woman. She ain't a woman.
She's a trans woman.
That's
right,
a trans.
But anyway, I think that it's important to disclose to people not only if you have diseases, like, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, but I also think it's important to tell people if you are just, if there's something physically wrong with you. You said crazy.
Right.
But talking about if you're sick, if you, you know, I got the BK. I think that's something that you should tell someone.
Right.
You know, I only got 4 months to live, so.
See, that's, depending on what type of illness you got is, it's kind of like, oh, okay, there's worse things out there. Okay, yeah, okay, you might have, you might be, what's that woman, that singer from TLC? You may have sickle cell. Okay. Probably 35% of black people got it. So chances are you either dated somebody with it or you got a baby somebody had with it, but they don't know they had it because they don't know their traits are.
But having a trait and having sickle cell is different. I mean, it's not like...
If your child can get it.
Your child can get a trait of sickle cell.
So,
yes, but dating someone that has sickle cell disease, that's a lot. That you can contend with a lot. That person could die, especially if they go through a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very serious illness. I think, like, if you have... For myself, I have a physical disability.
Mm-hmm.
So, should I be ashamed to tell that? I used to be when I first, in my when I first started dating, earlier in my life, in my 20s, I did. But now, you better take it as it is.
Yeah,
if you don't
right.
own it, bye.
At least you ain't crazy. See, that's the difference.
I am. I'm saying crazy.
Well, I guess we must be the Joker and Harley Quinn, man.
No. No. You are not sucking me into your will. Not today. So I just think those are the types of things that should be. But I didn't tell you that straight off.
No.
The only reason I told you was when you decided, because I didn't think you were ever going to come. I had no expectation of you ever coming.
Mm-hmm.
I never said, oh, you going to come here? That conversation never came up between us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said it, I thought, oh, well, maybe I should tell him. And see what he's about. Because I don't want there to be no confusion.
Mm-hmm. But that was nothing better. Kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, that's you.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's because you crazy. But now I told someone once, and they stood me up at the Fox Theater. But I was a damn good concert.
No, see, I thought he was stupid for that.
And it was a free ticket for him.
He
didn't even have to pay.
He did you a favor.
Exactly. Because I got the VIP treatment with that ticket because it was a VIP ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I got double.
Mm-hmm.
Just for me. But yeah, it happens. I mean, it happens. And those are things that you have to contend with when you tell those things to people, whatever your stuff is, that the
right.
person you tell it to is going to be like, that ain't something I want to deal with. And that's fine. You have to be able to take it in stride because, again, that's dating.
But there has to be a time limit.
What you think? Tell me your time frame and your time limit of when you think someone should tell something important about themselves.
No more than a month. Because after that month, now you go into 2 months. It's kind of like if things going good that first month. But then that first month, you're going to have at least 4 dates.
Not necessarily.
Chances are you're going to have at least 4 dates. The most.
It depends.
Because if you say, oh, this week, go out the first week, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you might go out the second week.
Okay.
Then you might say, oh, I had a really good time. I want to do this
So
again.
Within a month, I need to tell you my blood type. Well, I'm registered to vote, my social security number, my status, HIV, negative, positive, all that. Well, I'm a trans person.
Yeah, within that, well, the trans person, the HIV, and
all that needs to be talked about.
Within that month. Because within that month, probably chances are you're going to sleep with that person one time. Or in the second month, you're going to sleep with that person one time. So, somewhere between that month time frame, you have to tell that person, oh, yeah, I got this wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I used to be a man. So if you look at, what's her name? I forgot her name, but Sonny Bono's.
Cher?
No, he was born a female, but.
Chaz?
Yeah, Chaz. You couldn't tell that was a woman? If you may say, oh, well, his speech is a little bit, his voice is a little bit high.
You can tell that Chastity was a woman before she became Chaz.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, you
could. No, you couldn't. The only thing may make you raise up one eyebrow because her voice is a little high. But a lot of women be like, oh, just, you know, that ain't nothing. He just got a higher voice for me. But I'm still dating. He's nice. He's nice, but you know, 4 months down later, you know, well, say 2 months down later, you want to say, okay, we're going to sleep together. And he ain't got nothing down there but a clit. Then he's going to be like, wait a minute, I thought you was a dude. well, I got no, you don't want that shock and that awe.
Yeah. That's how people get hurt.
Yeah, exactly, Nicole. That to me, it's time wasted.
Mm-hmm.
When any time, like I was saying about women, if you knew right up front that guy was a cheater, you would have nothing to do with him. But,
some would.
Well, some would, but
yeah,
if you going 3-4 months out of
line,
yeah. But now if you're going 3-4 months down the line, you invested all your time and energy into that person and find out, oh well, he's cheating on me. It's kind of like, well, damn. If I would have known this, I would not even bother with you.
Okay.
That's 2-3 months out of my time. I could have been sitting out here to get over here with Tyrone. I could have been over here with Terrence and dating Terrence, and Terrence could have been the one for me. But now I go find what Terrence is doing, but Terrence already in a relationship. I missed out on that pretty much. You messed me up because I put all my time and energy in you because I thought you were the one.
Well, should you put all your eggs in one basket anyway? Until, or is it like, okay, we both have decided to make this commitment to each other, and now I'm totally into just us? Or, you know, go out there and
have fun. Most people would say, well, say by the third date, you're like, okay, I'm having a nice time. I'm feeling that person. By the third date, now it's kind of like you want to see if this could go somewhere. You're gonna focus in like a laser on that person because things are going right. And if things are going right, your focus and your attention is going to be on that person. Say, oh, yeah, we can go out this Thursday. No problem.
By the third date.
Yeah, because by the third date.
And that's into a month.
Yeah.
That's
no, because people.
I mean, it does. I don't move it. I guess because I've never moved at that pace.
I'm not talking about falling in love or getting to relationships.
No,
I'm talking about just your focus. Yeah. You might be dealing with 2 or 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that one person you went on 3 dates with, you're like, okay.
So just, now you're just dating one person.
Right, because. Now, well, yeah, exclusively, because now you're thinking, okay, this is going along well. So
okay.
I'm going to focus all my time and energy on this one person right here. The other two, they are all right, but this one here is something about him catching my attention.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over here and just be later focused on him
mm-hmm.
and see if I can.
You mean her?
Her. Well, yeah, her. See if I can be laser focused on her.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I could pick up on some things or I noticed some things that I couldn't notice before because I had to pay attention to 2 other people.
Okay.
So I'm going to be laser focused on her and say, okay, let me see if I can pick up on some hints and see, let me know that she might be crazy or she might be a liar or a cheater or you know, she just is, you know, not trustworthy. She went to jail, you know, 10 years ago for, you know, attempted murder. Or
maybe
for selling drugs. Or for selling drugs.
Maybe
could,
she was trying to protect herself the reason she attempted to murder somebody.
Well, that's as well. It was kind of like one of my friends. It was like a friend of her sister's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved in together. And she was like, Max, oh my God, this chick here, she eats like. I'm like, how's she eating? She put her book on the chair and she just shows food in her mouth. And I was like, well, okay. She cooks like a sailor, too.
I was like, find out she was a dude.
No, I told her, like, well, chances are she went to jail. Come to find out, she did go to jail.
Oh, wow.
For selling drugs. And she had 2 kids, twins. Well, she had 3 kids. She knew about the girl. But she didn't know about the 2 boys. When she went to jail, her father and her stepmother took in those kids.
Oh, wow.
So the mother, the stepmother was sick. The father got sick. And now by then, those two had moved in together as roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Now the kids had nowhere to go but with her.
Ooh.
So here come these 2 twins. They wasn't potty trained. They were like four years old.
And weren't potty trained?
They weren't potty trained. They were old people, so they probably think either just a slap a diaper. They didn't know the ABC. They didn't know how to count. So now she's stuck with this person that she thought she knew. Because she lied to her. Now she's like, if I knew all this, I would have been like, nah, I would have never moved in with you. I told you she went to jail. I told you she went to jail. Just by the way you told me how she ate. That's how niggas eat in jail. They scarf down their food. They got to protect their food.
You know some interesting people.
Yeah, I do. So that's what I'm saying. See, if she would have known all this from the beginning, she'd be like, nah, I'm not dealing with you because you know.
Well, if I knew you dirtied up the kitchen like you do, I would have been, nah.
Yes, you would, because I can cook. The cooking makes up for it.
Nah,
yes, it
does. No.
You got food in your belly, but, that's
the house.
I don't cut the itis. I don't want to argue with that.
Just after the itis has subsided, then is when the problems and confusion occurs. Because it looks like a damn tornado has ran through.
It don't.
Yes, it does. I have to go back.
I cook elaborately. You don't cook elaborately.
You are clever than
you,
that.
You get all these recipes off of Facebook, you know, little quick one pot meal. Chicken teriyaki, one pot, boom, there we go.
Yes, Sonata, I love it. I love it.
Hey, thank you. See that?
I do too. Hey, he ain't got on that belly for nothing.
I was never this fat, see?
You a liar.
You got insurance probably on your stomach. You just trying to kill me. Butt me like a fat hog and take me to the slaughter. Look at you.
Yes, my baby.
Did you ready for the Christmas feast? You little fat pig. Put an apple in your mouth.
Remember, I'm still going to die, you know, by putting up a fight. Just remember.
That's what the hungry's for.
That's what hot grease is.
And I don't die, I multiply.
That's what hot grease is.
I'm an asshole, baby. So.
That's what hot grease is for. Hot grease. Peanut oil. That's what peanut, a big bat of peanut oil is for. Crispy Isle of Negro.
You can't. Peanut grease me. I hope you don't have a pit allergy to peanut oil. That's what's gonna happen. You kill me, you're gonna kill yourself with a peanut oil.
I don't have an allergy.
Hey, you know the older you
no
get.
No food allergies.
You know the older you get.
The only allergy I have is can't get enough.
I ain't saying you did.
The only syndrome I have is empty plate. Empty plate syndrome. Okay. Well, I hope your friend got out of there.
She finally got out.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Anything else y'all want to add?
I'm so sleepy.
Can you tell?
I can.
I can tell in your voice you're kind of sleepy.
I am. I'm not sleepy,
just tired.
I am. I'm tired. I'm dragging.
It's
on
Wednesday. That's right.
I need a good stiff drink of water. I can't hold no liquor.
There's only seven more days.
7 more days for what?
For your birthday.
7 more days of my birthday? Wow.
Hey, I'm sorry. Well, you might say 7 more days because it's about to be the... I'm sorry, 6 more days.
6 more days.
Yeah, because it's about to be the 10th.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Big
4-0. I was going to drop some things I learned in life on Facebook. And then I said, fuck it. I don't like y'all.
Exactly. And they ain't gonna catch on to it. This bitch must say she a fucking genius.
Oh, wow. I bet some people do say that.
You need big fucking country ass hostage ditty word. Let me Google this word right here.
What's
an asinine?
I used to make people so mad at me when I would say something on Facebook and then I would end it in a saying in French. And I used to get inboxes from people like, what the hell is that say at the end? I'm like, yeah.
Well, you could be like that with the other woman you were talking about. That old Negro ghetto slang.
Who?
She didn't know how to talk, but she got like four degrees or something. Like, how you gonna be that stupid and don't know how to talk, but you got like degrees?
Oh, God, I hate you.
You're so smart and stupid. I mean, come on. her brain is just so full of other knowledge that she be using in her scientific genius world that when it comes to
Facebook,
I don't be talking like this for nothing. You heard me?
Good stuff. The abbreviations just take me down. I'd be like, oh my God. I'd be like, Mary J. Blige. I'm going down. I'd be like, what the hell? Never mind. You just skip over it.
Exactly.
If it takes me 5 minutes to decipher it, I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to care. After that, I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't even care.
It's too far around.
I just go on about my business. Anyway, so that's that. What are we talking about Friday? Are we doing the show Friday?
Yeah, we got to.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're talking about...
This is a job.
Hey, we got to get back on the grind, because, you know, a lot of these niggas been getting out of pocket since we wasn't getting back on the air.
Why you got to call them niggas?
Because niggas is dumb. That's
oh,
why.
My God. Oh, not mine.
But it's so the truth.
That is so not nice.
That is so the truth, though. This is a black Dr.
Nice.
Phil talking right now.
No.
We got to put her right back in them cages.
I know.
And start poking with a stick.
If they like it,
no.
I love
uh-uh.
it.
No.
That's
you
my
know,
new motto.
You know how it was when we would do our shows regularly. We had people, like, not doing stupid stuff on Facebook.
Oh, because of us.
Exactly. Because we know we're going to get it when we get it on this radio show.
They were not doing stupid-ish because of us.
Exactly.
You just give us too much power.
We do have power like that.
I don't.
You, hey, 46 people looked at the post, so they probably listen to it right now, or when they get off the air, they're going to, what they call it?
Go back and listen to it?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They gon' listen.
I don't have that kind of juice.
One person shared it.
I don't even have that kind of juice.
You got juice.
I don't have no haters. I just little old humble Sasha.
Yeah.
What you look like that for?
Why
y'all get so damn quiet? Both of y'all got quiet.
Tell what, you don't have no haters.
What did they kill? He even got quiet.
Because
that's
for?
A lie. You know it's some haters out there.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's some out there.
No, I don't have haters. I don't have them. No. I love everybody.
If you don't have no haters, I guess you just have some hating ass motherfuckers.
No. I don't have them either.
I can see her black ass.
That's what they say about me.
I'm sure they say that.
Really?
They just don't say to your face.
Why? I'm such a sweetheart.
Or they express it in a different way.
I'm such a sweetheart. Hope I'm not coming to my meet and greet.
See that? I didn't start it. I did not start that. Let's run the show. I did not start that. I didn't open up that door.
Yes, you did.
I didn't open up that door.
Yes,
question. We're just talking about haters.
I don't have any haters.
Well, if you don't have
anything,
you ain't doing
so right then. I'm not doing nothing, babe. I'm just living life day by day.
Uh-huh.
I'm humble and I'm blessed.
Uh-huh.
I'm humbled and I'm blessed.
That's what all the clowns say before they mass murder somebody. Uh-huh. All the haters.
I'm not trying to kill nobody.
You're going to chop down verbally.
I'm going to kill them with
kindness. My hypotenuse or my obtuse is going to lay tracks. On the Pacific
Stay woke. Stay woke.
My pituitary gland is working hard right now.
Well, you better slow it down. You bustle. That's all. No, I don't have no haters. I love everybody. Even those that are talking about the fat chick and Usher wouldn't have sex with the fat chick. I still love them folks. They talking about the fat chick, and they're there. I still love them with kindness. Give them,
Well, I talk about it. I talk about them.
I love them.
You being brainwashed.
Who being brainwashed?
By a white feminist. Got that white black chick up there spewing her guts like an ignorant hoe.
Did you say hoe?
That's right, a
hoe.
Say
ignorant hoe.
She gonna sleep with Usher.
She gonna leave with Usher.
Not get nothing.
Just
put your face on TV. Get pregnant by another dude. And then have a baby. Uh huh. Am I woke yet?
I don't know.
Well, check this out. And then she gonna get a white lawyer. The feminist lawyer.
Mm hmm.
Yes, it was.
No,
who was it? It was some big
time. Woman named Swan, but it's not Gloria Allred.
It was some big time, big shot lawyer. I mean, come on now. You pimping a hoe. Come on now.
Wow.
But just be for real. Because if I was a lawyer and she said,
pimping a hoe.
Yeah, you pimping a hoe. Because if I was a lawyer, she comes to me and says,
I agree with that lawyer. There is no crime against that woman for being broke and poor.
But it's a crime being stupid.
It's all of who you ask.
It's it. Yeah, you ask the stupid people, they're going to be like, no, she ain't stupid. She's smart.
And it's all in who you ask. And it's all in what you think. She was trying to get some papers, some Pampers, and some milk for her baby.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get out of the hood.
She another, one call, that's all.
Oh, Lord.
That's the Lord she got. It's a female.
Oh, wow. So I'm trying to get the story together. She slept with Usher, right? But she didn't catch herpes. Am I correct?
Correct.
Because I really haven't been following up on the story, so.
Yep, that's right.
Because there's too many people coming out talking about they slept with them and they got herpes and they suing them. And they want money. It's just too much.
Yep. That's her. I'm
going to come out next.
Oh, God. Oh, you the dude? Are you the dude that he's supposed to sweat with?
Usher gave me herpes in my hand. We went to a concert one time. He took off his drawers and threw them. And it was right in my face. And I caught him before they hit my face. And I just threw him back. Next thing I know, about a week later, I had like these little bleeding bumps on my hand. Well, you know it's there. You was there.
No.
He threw them nasty STI draws in the audience. And I just threw them back. I don't know who caught them, but I was like, damn, why my hand is just red? Boom. I'm breaking out. Next thing you know, like little whelps and bumps. I was like, oh, God. I never thought I'm gonna
That's exactly how that story sounds, just like this.
I know, right? Oh my god! I tried my damnedest not to laugh. I tried not to, but. What about your friends at the hotel? Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah, it was three other females at the hotel.
Did they get it, too?
Yeah, because I finger one and.
Oh, you know, God!
We were having a foursome. They all got it.
But they didn't get it from you.
Yeah, they didn't get it from you.
Okay, I got it. I understand now. It all makes sense. I'm in the know. I am truly, truly woke now. Yeah.
Now, all you need is a high-profile lawyer, and you're good to go.
Exactly. See, I'm going to do that, too.
Don't get Ken Nugent, no.
Please. No, I'm going to get Morgan and Martha. They white people who dress nice. They got a nice commercial.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get them.
Oh, Lord. I'm done.
At least, guess I'm not getting that black dude with the cheap suit on the Sears suit.
Oh, no. That didn't even come from Sears.
Goodwill.
Exactly. What it is. The Goodwill.
Instead of spending money on a commercial, you should have spent money on a suit.
You know, he's doing a little better now. His suit looks better. So he went to the men's warehouse. He got two of them for $200. So he's doing better now. He's coming along.
He got a couple of good cases he won.
Brother is coming on. And then he sponsored the running ticker going across the 11 Alive News. His firm sponsored the running ticker.
He's doing well off.
He getting there.
I think I might have got it from him. I shook his hand one time because I had his court down here.
You know, I got it from D'Angelo. I got that. I made contact smoke from D'Angelo. I thought it was just weed, but I think it was crack. And I ain't been well since. He booed in the audience and it came like right in my face. I tried to duck. I thought, oh, that's some good weed. Yeah. Next thing you know,
you have PCP up in there.
I was messed up. I lost like 4 whole days.
that white woman who's representing that black girl, she should have had, what's his name? Tiny. You know her statement.
Oh, not Tiny Left.
Yeah, it would have sounded a lot more better and believable.
Devo.
Yeah.
Devo insurance.
You retarded. You think I'm lying, fool? This is what happened to me.
Oh, God.
It would have been unbelievable.
I just can't.
Where Craig at?
Don't make fun of Tiny Lie. Can't help his eye like that.
Someone must have slapped him in the back of the head. When
no, it happened to him as a child.
What happened?
That's what happened to him as a child. He was born like that.
Oh, the doctor slapped him in the back of the head to the head.
No.
You know your eyes stare like that. You might hit your back of the head.
I don't know. Anyway. Yesterday was Whitney Houston's 64th birthday. She would have been 54. She's a Leo.
Mm-hmm. That's why she's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, she's crazy.
What?
What is it y'all got against Leos?
Well, Leos are crazy, undecided.
We're not crazy and undecided. No, we're not.
I know a couple of Leos. Y'all crazy and undecided.
Well, you don't know me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Take that meth home somewhere else. But, yes. Oh, have you seen Rihanna's crop picture? She's at the carnival.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, don't she look good?
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Rihanna's a little thick now. Man, she got a little meat on her bones.
I guess with that anorexia them past. What? Yeah, she was skinny.
His age.
Nah, she only was 23, 24.
No, she's not.
How old is she?
Yeah, I'm creeping up on 30.
Well, that's 30 old itch, I guess, yeah. Afghan wine. What? What?
Let's say that Caribbean in her. A lot of people say she, oh, I guess I should save my hot topic for Friday.
Yeah, say the hot topic.
Okay, I won't say anything else, so I better get off the air then. So Friday.
Uh-huh.
Friday we have a roundhouse.
Round table?
I call it round robin, roundhouse.
Okay.
You say something, I say something. Talking about your mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, time you to go to bed, go sleep.
We're gonna start talking about your mama.
Okay.
I need some chocolate. Anyway. That's what's going on.
That's a code word. Go ahead.
No. Why are you distracting me? Put your penis back in.
Because I ain't got it out. That's your mindset.
Put your penis
I
back
need
in.
Right.
Put your penis back in.
That's the code word.
Stop bringing it out. Let everybody look at it. We ain't on camera.
Who?
Stop trying to bring it out so everybody can look at it. We ain't on cam.
Oh, I thought that this was Nate Claus and Mike and Max and Sasha.
No.
The late night. That's when we get our cam.
So put your penis back in.
You want me to sound like Becky?
No, that's okay. I don't like Becky.
I wonder if they still have me recorded when I did it at that poetry thing.
You gotta look on YouTube.
Oh, I hope I'm not on YouTube.
You gotta look. Yeah,
I hope I'm not on YouTube.
That's the only thing.
Oh God, I'll be even more hated.
No, cause.
No, I can't be as hated as Sydney. She's the one that hosted. Remember Sydney?
Sure.
Sydney was the one that hosted the first poetry
show
Tina ATL did. And I don't think I could be ever as hated as Sydney.
No. Uh-uh.
With her experiment about the the orgy party.
Mm-hmm.
And then all them people got there and wasn't nothing but a bunch of men there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, oh, it was just an experiment.
See, I would have sued her.
Oh, God.
I would have sued for duress, anger.
Anger?
Yep. High blood pressure.
Because it was like $200 for men to get in.
Mm-hmm. I would have sued her and
got
about
$50.
Yeah. People paid to get in to this party. And then after it didn't go like she wanted it to, then she said, because she promoted it all over Twitter. It was everywhere on Twitter about her birthday party. It was supposed to be a sex party. And then it came out that it was supposedly, it was a social experiment for one of her sociology classes. And see what people would do if they knew that it was a sex party and how they would react. And it was all these rules that was with it. You had to bring, your towel, and that's just some of them that I can think of off the top of my head. But it went viral because everybody started hashtagging. And it was hashtag ATL sex party.
Mm-hmm.
And it come to find out, I was like, Sydney. And then when I saw who it was, I'm like, well, I'll just be damned.
I told you she was crazy.
Yeah.
I told you
she was very crazy. Is she living in a penthouse?
That's a damn lie right there.
I need to get Sydney on the show. I'm going to try to find Sydney so I'll come on. Night talks with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell her. Remember me? I'm Becky, cause she's supposed to be a phone sex operator. She's made a multi-million-dollar business out of a phone sex.
Mm-hmm. Which is another lie. It's a lie. Trust me, it's a lie.
I don't know.
Because if you got to be in your 40s, and you just now.
She's not that old.
Yes, she is.
She's not in her 40s.
How old do she think she is?
She's not in her 40s.
How old do you think
she's not even in her 30s.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
She's not.
Yeah. Well, she a hard-looking woman.
Oh, damn.
She might be a transsexual. Who knows?
No, because I've seen a naked picture of her. She had a bushwhack out.
I seen that could have been man-made. I seen that YouTube video too.
That YouTube video when she was standing outside naked and everybody's talking about why, what's so wrong with intercourse, and you see children being beaten and guns, but then the first time you talk about intercourse or having intercourse or showing intercourse, everyone gets so upset on social media.
Because you're showing your love.
Sex is beautiful.
You show your love.
You could have braided
that thing together and make cornrows. I mean, damn. Cornrow pussy. Good. Come on now.
Cornrow poo-poo.
Uh-huh. That mug was long and thick. Nigga try to eat that. He will be thick. Thick. Airball. How he died?
I don't know.
Asphyxiation by ear.
Oh my God. I hope Tina has another. Well, I'm not even going.
You wanna go? What? Matter of fact, Mistress just sent me.
She having one this Christmas.
Well,
again?
No, it's August the 11th, I think.
Well, that's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. And she just said that yesterday. I'm like, oh, what you want to know?
Oh, I got plans, mistress. I'm sorry. I can't make it. You
well, it's a two-day event or three.
Oh, no.
I forgot one, but it's like a two-day. It's called something molasses. Let me see. It's something molasses.
Mistress, late on that one. Sorry, mistress. We can't make it. We got other plans for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna get into the Dougie hideout for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's all right. The Dougie hideout?
Yeah, you know you're gonna hide out for your birthday. My Afro puff is leaning to the side.
Doesn't mean you're
drunk.
It's trying to draw you to the bed, like, come on, go to bed. Go to bed.
Yeah.
You're like,
no. Next time if she has one, we're going to have to go live from there better. I have to take my computer so I can go live.
No, that's too much. Just
why?
Do it right from your phone.
But my phone don't have enough space. I can go live.
You don't have to have space for your what you call it?
I can go live on my computer and interview everybody to be on there.
Oh, and she got this thing, the Cookie Monster. August 19th. That's a sex party.
Oh no.
Yeah, okay.
I'm too religious for that.
Yeah.
I'm too wholesome for that.
Come on, harder too. That's the name of your church.
What?
Come on, harder too.
Tabernacle.
Yeah, exactly. By the rock on the side. It's
in the bush.
Yeah, there you go. Riding the bush and two in the hand. What's that?
Hell.
That would be a good name for our section. Around the bush and tune in.
You and Mr. Work that out. I want my charge. I want my money for my fee for naming.
Okay, it's called Blackberry Molasses. Nice list. I can't even say the person. Nubria, Soul Goddess, and Friends. Friday, August 11th at 8:30 p.m.
At Tavern? Or is that another place?
Memorial Drive, Southwest Atlanta.
That don't sound like the same place.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they got
free parking. $15.
Cool. You know what?
No, it just gives you the address. 2439 Memorial Drive, Southeast, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have said that.
Oh, my God.
You know, $15 includes food, free parking.
Food and free parking. That sounds fun. Y'all go out and support ATL, Tina ATL.
No, this is not her thing.
Oh, that's not ATL, Tina?
No, this is
Tina ATL. That's Nubia.
Nubia?
Let me see. You. Nubia. Soul Goddess.
Uh-huh.
Nubia. Soul Goddess.
Yeah, I told you Nubian. I knew it was a Nubian.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Blackberry Molasses Night.
That sounds fun.
You know, ATL's going to be there. They're the only person I know. So what you call not going to be there?
Who?
What's that woman be dressing up like a man?
Daddy Cole. Boy, y'all ain't never seen Daddy Cole. Woo! Daddy Cole is a woman. And she's androgynous. She's androgynous. She even got facial hair.
Uh-huh. No, she ain't got facial hair.
The first time we seen her, she had...
That's makeup.
Okay.
That was makeup.
Okay. She was into spanking. She was into corporal punishment. That's what Daddy Cole does.
Oh, I got a video of that.
Yeah, I know. You better post it up. Daddy Cole. Kim, you gonna like that. What the hell? It was BSM.
BDSM.
Well, what she was doing, she called it something else. She didn't bond them. She just spanked
them. Well, it's part of it. That's all like a
oh, that's the umbrella.
Yeah.
BDSM.
She's just giving it discipline.
Yeah. I call it corporal punishment. She flogged the shit out of her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Them leather flogger. Girl, please. Stronger than me. One taste of that will. You can hit it. Her ass was tore up.
She could take it. She was a big girl.
They both were.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that other one's name that performed towards the end. What about that dude got up there talking about the woman smelled like hot dog water?
He ain't had nothing else to do.
He said she smelled like hot dog water and something else. And he wanted to smell the funk of her pussy. That's all, nigga, please. He had pussy.
He was drunk. That's why he
got that dude that was drunk. No, it was another dude that was drunk.
That was that same dude because he got it with a white cup. And he kept pushing on it. People was like, started talking.
The dude that was up there drunk. He performed toward the end. He was from Florida. And he was just pissy drunk. This dude got up there talking about the woman asked him like hot dog water. He had on glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He was skinny and had on glasses. And he was just a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So because that show, the ATL... it was, Christmas something?
Yeah, it was for Christmas.
Yeah, and that, by Tina ATL, it's like a BDSM...
It's erotic poetry.
It's erotic poetry, but I'm trying to tell everybody.
Oh.
It had BDSM poetry.
Stripping.
Yeah. Erotic dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It had all kind of stuff. They did. It was just a gambit of everything. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a little tired of that's it. Girl, let me see how that pussy tastes.
Like, really? That got a little old.
Because that's the nigger thing to do.
Well,
think erotic is saying dick, pussy, fuck.
No.
Eat your chitty, come my mouth. That's what they think erotic cause.
It better be letting my friend in here. Because if she was, I'll put her ass in the show. I have her do stand up. Lisa Lyrical Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
She was nasty. The Lyrical Assassin was nasty. And it wasn't all that dick pussy. They probably wouldn't have got it because she was using those big college words.
That's that. What's that? Rewind. I would have been like, dumb it down.
She had one that she let me read. It was good. She's a good poetess. So, yeah. I would be like, Mrs., I'm putting my friend on program.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do that, Mama. Oh, my gosh. You better get up there and show what you're working with, assassin. But they think that that's pussy, big fucking. That's not erotica. I mean, it's fun, but at a certain point, you gotta bring me something else. Stimulate my
mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know. Well, I hope y'all have fun at Black Molasses. What's that
called? Blackberry Molasses.
Blackberry Molasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bobby Valentino. You know he got caught with a train.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was extorted.
I don't know how that story goes. It got me confused. So.
It really does when you read about it.
It does.
I don't know if he was in a club and some tranny walked out and like, give me some money and oh, I'm going to extort you. And I don't know how that works.
I don't either. They need to leave that brother alone. If that's what he likes, then that's what he likes. Thank God. I don't need to
see. That's why he should have told. Sit should have told him up front.
On that note, I hope y'all have a good night.
hashtag that.
No, we ain't gonna do that. So we'll be back Friday. I know you know what? You get the hand. Don't even say nothing.
We going live Friday.
Don't talk. Friday will be on. It'll be an episode of Night Sauce with Sasha.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about
Tasha.
Power.
Sasha can't get it because she's pregnant.
She had that baby.
Oh, she did? Oh, okay.
Sasha had her baby. It was a boy. It was a little boy. Wait a minute. Is this true? Oh, I guess I... Are people really hacking stars in order to watch episodes of Power? They're hacking.
I've been seeing that on Facebook, and I've been wondering the same thing. See, I'm way behind.
Me too.
I thought it was they were getting like scripts and stuff from the stars and trying to exploit money for them. That's what I thought.
No. People have been, it's supposedly a story going around that people have hacked the Stars Network,
mm-hmm.
and leaking the final episode, or is it the episode or episodes?
I thought it was episode with an S of this season
of Power.
Yeah, they got Game of Thrones too, and a couple other. They got like the scripts, and from the what you call it. And they sent the letter to Starz saying that they want X amount of money or they're going to put this on the web.
Well, I guess they put it on the web because it was
from what I read, it was actual episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They hacked it. And
they got the people's financial information, how much they make a year, and all this other stuff they have that they don't want out there. I'm like, they probably doing something right. Come on.
No, they not.
Yes, they are.
They not doing anything right.
Well,
if they were doing something right, they would have had, like that meme said, hack Fannie Mae, get rid of some of these damn student loans. Give some people some student loan forgiveness and shit. Fix my
increase my credit. That's not gonna happen. Cause you're kind of dealing with the government then.
Oh, whatever.
I'm telling you, they're going to be like, no, our last entry that you owe, you know, $15,000.
They have glitches in their system called TransUnion, and some of the other credit reporting agencies just had some glitches and people's student loans were disappeared off their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they're going to put them right back on it.
You're not supposed to be able to, but they probably will. Well, anyway, that's what I read about that. That's crazy. So we'll talk about more about that Friday night on an episode of Night Talks with Sasha at 11:30. 11:30 at night. And from what I just understood, we will be going live. So I can't wear my Afro Pro.
You can wear your Afro Pro. You just got to throw on the shirt.
Are you gonna go around telling everybody that I'm sitting here in one of my homemade tata towels?
It's cheaper. Instead of $49, it's only $29. It's like $29.95. Get yours today. And it goes up to the size triple J. Okay. We might even get one for Norma with the double Z.
Oh no, we don't need that. She need a pill or two. Sit them big boys wrong. Why she go on that show, Livvy Ray and Double D had them make a bra for her, and know she wasn't gonna wear that damn bra. Hey, that woman had to actually sold her as a bra.
Because
and she knew she was not going to wear it. And Chris, not talking mad about the dead, but Christy Love was the same way.
Yeah, but it puts their name out there and it gets the bra placement out there. Because
yeah,
it's going to make, you know, 1,500 more, 15,000 more people watch it because, hey, guess what show I was on?
They didn't do too good because Lifetime cut the ass.
Just because it started getting stupid at the end. You're gonna be in a Sam's Club or some wholesale place and walk by a woman. You know what? You need a bra. But yeah, she's not a porn star. She's like a
talking about that woman that was on there that had lymphedema?
Yeah. You don't go in no store and be like, you know what? I can make you a good bra. You need a bra to lift you up.
That's what you do.
No.
Why?
Because first of all, you're in a private space. So to bring Karen's in there, you have to.
It wasn't private.
Yes, it is. You can't bring.
If they had the cameras in, so it wasn't too private. They were granted.
And that's what I'm saying. They was granted permission to go in there with the Karen. You can't just bring a Karen come by, okay, I need this aisle cleared out because we're about to shoot this scene. No, that's why, I mean, how many aisles have you seen that didn't have at least one person in it? Or you walking by in the background, somebody walking by in the background.
I don't know. But anyway, I need to go down there to Livvy Ray and Kennesaw, Georgia, and let them size me and
Okay, come on, we'll go for your birthday.
Nah, I don't think I want to do it for my birthday.
Why not? Because it's bad stuff. Oh, you just want to get bad and lick it up.
Of course.
Okay.
And some baubles would be nice.
Some bottles?
Baubles.
What's that?
like jewelry.
Oh.
Yeah, earrings.
Okay.
I like earrings.
If I don't come home tomorrow, you know why.
Why?
I go and steal some.
And good night.
They caught me, baby. They caught me. Live home.
I don't have no property. I can't sign no property, bud.
Call my mama. I need $1,500 to get me out. They'll take out their car.
You should take this chick on the road.
Yeah, really.
Oh my God, property bud, I can't do it. I ain't got that. I can't do it. Anyway, well, yeah, we are. We are silly, Kim. He's crazy. I told you he's crazy. Got issues, girl.
Yeah.
Got issues. Well, we're going to be back Friday night. Oh, Kim, you supposed to do it. Are you going to do your thing or what? Oh, I'll text you.
Okay.
I'll text you. But we'll be back Friday night, and we'll be on Night Talks with Sasha. So you all have a good evening, good night, and goodbye. It was like nothing else.
Like what?
Nothing.
See ya. Bye.
No.
You're running. Peace out.
I'm playing music. Pop off.
I'm playing music. Ooh.